This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. Georgia Tech's Solar Decathlon house harnesses and celebrates the sun's power. As in the Greek tale of the architect Daedalus and his son Icarus, who embarked on a flight to the sun, so too the modern fascination with building lighter and more transparent buildings is presumed to be at odds with energy conservation. And yet, at no other time in the history of construction have advances in materials technology and energy systems design rendered Icarus's vision more realizable. Exploring the paradox of lightness and energy conservation is the inspiration that guides the design and construction of Georgia Tech's Solar Decathlon house. What's different? Well, the roof is translucent, made possible by aerogel insulation and ETFE, a translucent film with high corrosion and temperature resistance. ETFE has been used in large-scale buildings including the EGEN Project, an environmental science center in England, and the Aquatic Center for the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. The ETFE used in the roof of the Georgia Tech house represents its first residential application in the United States. LEDs are integrated into the walls of the bedroom, producing a luminous effect that can be continuously dimmed to suit one's visual comfort. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the high bay, open plan of the house has the capacity to easily expand, adding bedrooms, bathrooms, and storage space to the west or a larger kitchen, dining, or living room to the east. The solid walls of the house incorporate structural insulated panels. The west and north walls are finished with aluminum composite materials. The entire floor of the house is insulated with bio-based insulation, spray foam derived from soybeans, which has excellent insular properties and provides a tight seal to keep air and moisture out. The solar panels on the roof are supported by a light frame, adjustable rack system that allows the panels to pivot and optimizes their solar orientation angle while shading the roof from direct sunlight. Shading minimizes unwanted heat gain and provides UV protection, resulting in longer-lasting materials and reduced maintenance. Rain screens are used on the roof and on the south wall for deterring rainwater. Rainwater is collected from the roof, and gray water is collected from the sinks and air conditioning. This water is then channeled to a cistern in the garden for use in the house's energy systems and to water the indigenous plants around the deck. For heating and cooling, a mini-split heat pump provides individual control of air conditioning without ductwork. It is very quiet, efficient, and cycles quickly between heating and cooling modes. Its slow cooling mode also allows one to control the humidity in the house. An energy recovery ventilator recycles the air in the house, reducing the amount of energy needed for air conditioning. This easy-to-install, off-the-shelf technology recovers conditioned air that would otherwise be wasted. For lighting, fluorescent lighting is used because it's more energy efficient than incandescent lighting. The living areas of the house are individually zoned and modulated by separate light circuits. For power, the roof design integrates 27 solar modules, providing 6.5 kilowatt of electricity to power the energy systems and appliances of the house. The design of the south-facing wall integrates 12 solar modules, providing an additional 2 kilowatts to help power the house and an electric vehicle. The house is controlled and operated by software that continuously assesses the solar power available against the energy demands of the house. In this manner, the house becomes a dynamic living environment that can be continuously adjusted or balanced under varying uses and weather conditions. A set of 20 evacuated glass tubes provides all the domestic hot water needed for the house. The tubes are easy to install and may be part of the building skin or, as in this house, part of the outdoor landscape. The estimated market cost of this house is $300,000. The house will return to Georgia Tech for a year of research, education, and outreach. The mission is supported by a team sponsor who will then move the house off campus nearby with the aim of continuing the involvement with the Georgia Tech students. For more information about Georgia Tech's solar house, go to http://solar.gatech.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.